Hello and welcome to Profiles in Risk. This is your host, Tony Canyas, pitching the second at triple hitter today. And today I have with me Gary Davis, national practice leader at Noyo. Gary, thank you for joining me today. How's it going?
Thanks, Tony. That means I'm 2 out of 3. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. And the funny part is I try to keep it at 1 to 2 a day. Not really sure how I ended up with 3 today, but it happens. I guess the more the merrier. The having lots of people wanting to come on the show is a good thing. So I really can't complain. As we quickly approach our 500th episode.
Wow! Congratulations, and to you and the Insurance Nerds team. I mean, that's absolutely fantastic. And I want to say thank you too for having me on today. And
my pleasure.
Profiling Noyo and what we're going to talk about. So you know that 500 podcast is a wonderful accomplishment.
And for the listeners, before we start recording, as we were breaking the ice a little bit, because normally I break the ice over the weather. And Gary is listed as Wisconsin, but currently he is in Minnesota visiting his mom. So we are recording from his childhood room, which has that got to be a first. I don't remember anybody. It's probably the first podcast you record from there. And also, I don't remember anybody else in that environment, going back to their childhood home to record. So I feel special.
That is so true. I do a little profile of folks that I talk to about InsurTech all over the country, and it hasn't risen to the occasion of a podcast, but we call it Getting to Know You. And one of my taglines is that InsurTech can happen anywhere. And so in this instance, Tony, this can happen from my boyhood bedroom in White Bear Lake, Minnesota. So this is where I grew up. My mom now has it as a sitting room, and she probably sews in here or whatever else she does, but this is my boyhood bedroom.
Okay. So normally we start with having you give the elevator pitch, but you mentioned that you've got a good story involving your mom that kind of leads into what Noyo does. So it's all yours.
Yeah, you know, and it's very, very topical because I just sent out a LinkedIn post yesterday, and we're recording this on December 21st, and that was December 20th. And I said that, you know, my mom asked me if she was going to, she's a retiree from a major employer here in the Twin Cities, and she's on the group benefit plan. And she went through open enrollment on October 31st, Halloween, and she hadn't received any information yet about her new policy. As part of that process, she switched carriers and hadn't received any information yet for her new policy. And she was worried because she has a doctor's appointment on January 2nd. And so she was wondering if we had to, call somebody or figure something out in order for her to use her coverage on January 2nd. And I explained to her that her insurance son, who has been in the industry for almost 30 years, won't let that happen. We'll get the information and she'll be able to go to the doctor and everything will be fine. But it was a great time and an example to educate her about what Noyo does. And I'll tell you, Tony, it doesn't have to be this way. Noyo is creating a real-time environment for benefit administration, human capital management systems to be directly connected with insurance carriers. So you don't have to go through, batch processes and weeks and months of time processing data in order to confirm coverage for somebody who, wants that, real time, we live in a society today that stuff has to happen immediately. And frankly, insurance hasn't happened in an immediate time frame. And Noyo is working to change that by creating the infrastructure for that to happen in an effective way.
Yes, confirming
coverage. Wow, right? You're pulling out your hair.
It historically has been such a mess. I've been very, very lucky in that I don't often have to mess with the with the healthcare system. My longtime girlfriend was born with genetic disorder, used a wheelchair since she was 9 years old. So
Oh
she's
my.
had to deal with the health system a lot. And it's a nightmare every time. And we're talking a Fortune 100 corporate employee, right, with good coverage. Why is it so difficult to use the coverage, right? And why do we spend, it feels like, two-thirds of the time we're at the medical facility for something doing paperwork.
Right.
So how can NOYO help us do it better?
Yeah, and NOYO works on the enrollment and eligibility end of that. So when especially at an employer level, so that when you go out and select your coverage, and you enroll through a human capital management system like Workday or PlanSource or Employee Navigator Ease, we can take that information and populate it directly with the carrier's system, such that there aren't those gaps in data. There aren't those lags, such that when people go to choose and use their benefits, it's available to them right away. And I think that's what's what begins the process of what you're talking about. And then you can get into all the different clinical applications and payment applications and things like that that happen in the insurance industry. But our focus is on the beginnings of that and making sure that people have access to that coverage, so that they don't have access to care issues like my mom was worrying about, as she sits here today and waiting for her benefit coverage information. So, I think, Tony, when I think about it, it starts at the beginning somewhere, and that beginning is that enrollment and eligibility data, and then good data there drives the rest of the ecosystem when it comes to the clinical applications and payments and things like that have to happen in order to support our industry of insurance.
Historically, has the data been a problem on the benefit side? Me coming
Yes.
from PNC, we have myriad data problems. But what historically, what's been the problem with getting the right data to the right place?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and observing that. And I'll tell you, the problem with data has been a problem around just the effort that it takes to move data in our space. And there are so many hands and heartbeats that are spent configuring data and moving it. We were talking to a big benefit administration software service the other day, and they were explaining that it takes 80 hours for them to configure a file for a major employer to send to an insurance carrier. That's 80 man hours of somebody working in order to collect the data, make sure it's in the right file format, creating an environment where you have all the data elements and things like that, and then sending it to the insurance carrier. And then from their standpoint, they kind of hope and pray. They hope and pray that the insurance company got it. That it's processed within their system. And if that hoping and praying doesn't work out, what happens is they get this big file back, this big reconciliation file back, that they have to go through manually, again, those hands and heartbeats, in order to make sure that the data can be sent back again in a more accurate format. So it's that type of stuff, Tony, that I think we have suffered from. And I would say, in fact, one of the things I learned about you, which I think is really admirable, is that I saw that you are, through insurance nerds and things like that, you're really focused on bringing millennials and probably now Gen Z into the world of insurance. And as I thought about that, I thought, boy, a millennial or a Gen Z or doesn't, might not want to come to insurance if we're still, spending 80 hours to configure a file and move it back and forth. So the problems start with very difficult to handle data. And Noyo creates an environment where we create where we can clean and reconcile and make sure that we have good data moving back and forth to all the constituents that need to use it in our insurance ecosystem.
The generational piece, I will say, don't hire a younger millennial or any sort of Gen Zer, put him in front of a green screen. That is a fantastic way to scare them away from the industry. On the PNC side, we've invested immensely in improving our systems.
Well, and can I say that's a, that's a great point and observation. I know you're also very active in InsurTech Connect, and when I first started attending that at some of the beginnings of that, I think in the second year of InsurTech Connect, it was probably 90% P&C and 10% life and health, and the life and health people got lost in that sea of thousands of people focused on P&C. And I loved attending though at that time because I really believe that the P&C industry is maybe 5 to 10 years out in front of the life and health folks in figuring out a way to bring better technology to insurance. And so we learned, and gosh, being there this year, it was probably 70-30 or maybe even a little bit better, focused on the life and health age. So we're coming along. We have a lot of work to do, but we're coming along. And I don't want to put a millennial in front of an 834 file.
Okay, let's talk APIs and API roadmaps slash strategy for the benefit side.
Yeah.
How is that looking? How is that improving? How is Noyo helping on that side?
Yeah, there's a couple things. I mean, APIs are wonderful because they move data faster. However, it's like in your house, if if you have good pipes, obviously, that's gonna help with your water pressure and things like that. But the problem is that if your water's contaminated, you might get it quicker. It's still gonna be contaminated. And I think that's where Noyo really creates a differentiator in the marketplace. We spend a lot of time, with the collection of the data, and then obviously, creating an environment where, we can clean and reconcile the data as it goes through our pipes, from the Ben admin firm to the carrier. And the Noyo magic really begins when we can reconcile that data across the two platforms. I spent 28 years of my career working for a major insurance carrier, and it was interesting. I always had this thought that our as a carrier we should be the system of record. So our system should override everything else. But as I think about it more, and if you create an environment for reconciliation, it doesn't really matter what is or who is the system of record if it's all in sync. So there might be many points of entry of data into a system, and if there's someone out there like a Noyo creating an environment for reconciliation between these disparate systems, it doesn't matter who is the system of record because it will all be synchronous, and we can create a pool of good data to be used for the for the services from an insurance standpoint.
Yeah. What does the implementation look like? So if I'm either a benefits brokerage or a health carrier, how painful is it going to be to get online with Noyo?
Well, one of Noyo's value proposition is obviously to make that not very painful. When I gave you that example of 80 man hours to set up a file, 80 man hours is one person working 2 weeks in order to make that happen. And then imagine all the different files that you have to set up across the different carriers and ways that you need to send data. You know, through one connection, into Noyo, we can create that network effect, that allows you to scale your operations and systems and things like that. So, we were born to make that whole process very, very easy across the people that we sell to, which are the insurance carriers and the ben admin firms. So, it's interesting. You want to have that network effect so that one easy connection can make that happen. You know, I used to being at that carrier. I had that thought process that, man, we can do all of these ourselves, and we can and then you realize that it takes, so long for us to connect to that ben admin firm, and then to the next one, and then to the next one after that. And I didn't have all those engineering resources and operational resources in order to make that happen over the course of, months or years or whatever. But if I created one connection with Noyo, and they connected, those ben admin firms connected with Noyo, then I've created that network effect with a much, much lower lift from me as an insurance carrier standpoint. So you're absolutely right asking that question, because we're trying to, get the effort out of this network effect.
Okay. You recently wrote an interesting article with, I think it was insurance.leadership. Yes, insurance.leadership, about the changing role of the advisor. So tell me about that.
Yeah, it's interesting. People always ask us, are the brokers a user of our services? And yeah, boy, you might remember an old commercial. It was for BASF. They are a chemical company, and their tagline was, "We don't make the products you buy. We make the products that you buy better." And I really believe that that's Noyo's value proposition to the broker. We're really not selling a user experience to the broker. That comes from the carrier, or it comes from the ben admin firm. However, we make the broker's lives a whole heck of a lot better, because increasingly the brokers are being asked to not only advise on what type of technology an employer should purchase, but they're the ones that deal with the fallout of those reconciliation files I talked about, or the employer not having access to the right data in the carrier system. So frankly, the brokers are right in the middle of this from a distribution standpoint, and they are one of the biggest benefactors of Noyo's services by seeing that data move quickly back and forth between the carriers without a lot of need for reconciliation, sanitizing, things like that. They're the ones that are spending their hands and heartbeats in order to in order to make all of that work in a more traditional way that insurance group benefits has acted. Think about, filling out forms or PDF files or Excel files going back and forth, and the broker facilitating that.
So, according to LinkedIn, you spent 28 years at a traditional health insurance company. How did you realize that Noyo was needed, and what led to you making the jump?
Yeah, I mean, I have a vision to change the world in employee benefits. And the vision would be to create a real-time experience for the way people can choose and use their benefits. And that doesn't happen in a traditional world. I used to think that the way we did it as an insurance carrier was pretty cool. And we tried to be tech forward and things like that. And I thought, we were unique out there, but we had our issues and we had our struggles and things like that. And it's funny now that I come over here to Noyo and I'm exposed to what other carriers are doing. They're trying to be unique within their own walls too. However, they experience the same issues. They have legacy systems. They have, they've been vested in the file-based process. They have operational areas that are set up to handle these files and move the data around. And they're spending the same amount of time and effort that we were. So, the vision to change the world is the vision to digitize this. And I'll tell you, as I said earlier, we would not put up with this in the financial space or the retail space. I look at what Plaid and Stripe are doing in the fintech space in order to move money from Venmo to a traditional bank. That happens immediately, and that happens because of APIs and data flow and things like that. I think about the retail space and the Amazon effect for retail purchasing services. And if you don't go to Amazon and purchase something, and by the time you get back to your email, it's at the supplier being fulfilled, and you get a tracking number, you're disappointed. You're wondering when it's coming. That doesn't happen in employee benefits today. And Noyo was founded, almost like a Plaid and a Stripe to make that happen in the benefit space.
So how close to that vision are you 2 years in?
One carrier at a time, Tony. One carrier at a time. If you've seen one integration, you've seen one. That's the and we talk about, we were laughing too about millennials and Gen Zs and things like that. Creating an environment to found this space on new technology and new services, when you're dealing with systems that were probably created in the 80s and the 90s, it's gonna take a lot of work. But the effort is worth it in order for even my mom to get her benefits as she needs it prior to her doctor's appointment on January 2nd.
Okay. Any new features coming up in 2024 that you can already talk about that you're excited about?
Yeah, we're spending a lot of effort on the user experience for our customers, the ben admin firms and the insurance carriers. We just released the Noyo Command Center, and the Noyo Command Center, I talked about that reconciliation file that comes back from the carrier. Well, what if that created what if that happened in a single Command Center user experience for that Ben admin firm? Now you don't have to go out and pull things down and reconcile it and send it back. Our Ben admin customers will get that total user experience in order to make sure that the data is flowing appropriately and they can connect a group easily and things like that. So we're really excited about that. And when you think about, like you said, a few years in and create an environment for that better service as we look at our users. The other thing I will say is that we have really, really worked hard with that network effect and creating an environment for one connection to Noyo on either side of the equation. Gets you access to the carriers and the Ben admin firms that have decided to take a tech forward approach to this. And there was a statistic that I saw recently that said less than 15% of the carriers were ready to kind of create that real-time experience through APIs. And sometimes you don't need that whole API experience in order to provide a better experience overall. So we're going to work with them iteratively in order to in order to improve as they build internally.
Okay, fantastic. Very, very interesting stuff. Looking forward to see how things continue to progress.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today. When this goes live, I will tag both you and the company on LinkedIn.
Great.
And good luck on your mission to
Change the world, Tony.
revolutionize
We're going to change the world.
this old creaky side of and it touches all of us, right?
Well, and I tell you, it's been great seeing your podcast, and I'm going to be an insurance nerd watcher. I even heard saw that you had some swag for Christmas or something like that. So on one of your episodes, so you know, this has been fun, and I've been an insurance nerd for 30 years and didn't know it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.